Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wild Times at the Bed and Biscuit by Joan Karas, performed by David DeVries. 1. Welcome to the Wild Ones. Ernest the mini pig stared at the wild Canada goose in the cage. The goose had a pointed stick going all the way through his neck, in one side and out the other, a few inches below his head. He lay motionless, looking at Ernest with dark, hopeless eyes.
"Big geese are fierce," Ernest thought. "They chase folks and flap their wings and fight. Not this one, of course. He's in too much pain."
"Out of the way, Ernest," called Grandpa Bender. "Put those fox kits over in the corner, Terry, next to the goose. Cover both cages with these towels, please, and maybe they'll feel calmer."
Grandpa left the office in a hurry. From her perch on the curtain rod, Gabby the Minor Bird said to Ernest,
"So where's my towel? I'm not calm. First a giant goose and now foxes? What's the matter with that man?"
She clacked her strong orange beak in disapproval. Ernest looked up at her.
"Remember, the wildlife shelter is having new pens built. This is the day we get all their problems."
"We don't get any nice boarders. We just get the problems."
Gabby flew down onto Grandpa's desk and began preening her dark purple and green feathers. Gabby preened whenever she was upset. Today, everyone at Grandpa's place was either upset or anxious. Instead of boarding the usual tame animals,